All right. As far as the injuries go, really, Donald Stevens is the only one. He's got a basketball ankle sprain, so he's able to tape it up and get himself back in. Listen, I mean, it's pretty simple. 5 turnovers, 70 yards worth of penalties. Very tough to win in this league having those kind of stats. So, and we were still there right to the end. So that would be a positive in what's a tough loss. So, and a lot of season left. We'll feel this one, and then we're going to get over it and get ourselves ready to play Green Bay. Time's yours.
Andy, the end of the first half, and end of both halves, were the wrong part. End of the first half, you guys threw the ball and ended up throwing, getting a turnover.
Yeah.
What was the thought process there with the couple?
Exactly. You got a couple of minutes to go in this offense. You should be able to strike in 2 minutes. That's we practice it like crazy. And when you're not trying to do that against a good football team, then probably doing the wrong thing.
Andy, because you mentioned the turnovers. I mean, who do you feel like bears the blame for this? And is it the worst ball security that you've seen?
Yeah, well, I'll take responsibility. I'm the head football coach of this team, so we've got to work on that and get better at it.
So, Andy, at the end there, you guys were trying to run out the clock by just handing it off to Jamal.
Yeah, well, what we were going to try to do was bust one. We were in the 30s there, So we were going to try to bust one, and if we could get within a field goal shot, you get to the minus 40 or plus 40, you have an opportunity for maybe a shot there. So, and the way he was running great, and I thought that was a good play. Didn't work out so good.
Andy, it looked like, Peyton finds weaknesses that he can. Jamel had a tough night over there. He kept targeting. What can you do during the game when that's going on?
Yeah, well, we tried a few different things, but those things happen. So we've all got to do a little better.
Yeah. Was there any alternative for Fleming? Anyone else that you could have gone to?
We felt that was the best deal right there.
And with Manning, there was a lot of talk this last week about, Peyton Manning's done. Early on, things went well. He kind of got his rhythm going a little bit. I mean, just what can you say about him and his response?
He's not done. You can see that in the Ravens game. When he wasn't being hit, he was the same old Peyton. I mean, he's what you saw here, so very similar.
Obviously not happy with the results. In terms of strategically, Would you do anything over again?
That's hindsight. I mean, it's over. I'll go back and analyze it, and I start with myself first, and so we'll do that. But you're playing against a good football team, so we'll score as many points as you can, and so that's the approach we try to take.
Jamal had a couple of fumbles. Obviously, lost both of them. He's one of your best players. You just put your arm around a guy at that point and say, it's not on you. These things happen.
Yeah, we have 5 turnovers. I mean, it was – everybody had a piece of that, right, all 5 of them. So, and we could have all done better, head coach included, right? We could have all done better. That's why we roll. We win as a team. We lose as a team. That's how we roll.
Andy,